These Nuts.
Hey everyone, it's These Nuts. We are absolutely nuts about all things real estate. Whether you're buying, selling, or borrowing, we cover the topics that matter to you, and even the ones you didn't know you needed to be concerned with. We are your hosts,
Shane Hollenbach, nationally recognized mortgage lender,
and Jason Crittenden, one of the highest ranked realtors in all of Arizona.
Jason, why does that matter?
Well, because we have some advice, we have some experience, and we believe you should pay attention.
And do we have any promises?
We do. We'll keep it short and sweet. We'll pump out quality daily content covering real estate questions you've been dying to ask for about selling a home, buying a home, or how to get finance.
You have questions?
We have answers.
Welcome to the newest episode of These Real Estate Nuts. I'm Jason Crittenden, and Shane Hollenbach has the night off. Today's episode is iBuyers. iBuyers is a hot topic, and if you don't know what that means, those are the internet buyers. They might not be in every single market. By the way, I originate from Phoenix, Arizona, and they're heavy, heavy, heavy in our market, as well as dozens of markets around the country. So these are the internet buyers are going to be people like Zillow, OfferPad, Opendoor, places like that. Basically, all they are is corporate investors. So investors are everywhere in any market whatsoever. And they're a guy that buys, you know, a couple houses a month, maybe, you know, 20 houses a month. These iBuyers are buying tens of thousands of houses, you know, in a year. So they're just corporate investors. Okay. And so let's just ask the question, like, are iBuyers good? Are they a good deal for a seller? And so the answer to that kind of depends. So basically, the way any kind of investor works, including iBuyers, is typically they're not good guys, right? They're not in this to be nice. They're in it to make money, right? There's nothing wrong with that. But their whole business model is obviously to make money. So can they pay you top dollar for your house? No, not usually, right? Because if they pay you top dollar for your house, because their whole object typically is going to buy the house and flip it and sell it for a profit. Or at least sell it for what they bought it for. And you're probably wondering, well, how are they going to buy it and sell it what they got it for? Well, here's the reason why. So when they go to buy your house, there's going to be some fees involved. Historically, typically, you're going to see that they're going to offer you a little bit below market price. They're going to offer, their fees are going to be a little bit higher than what a standard realtor might charge you. They charge things like convenience fees that could be 0.5% or 1%. And, you know, they're going to charge you for a buyer's agent, because once they buy the house, they're going to have to flip it and sell it. They're going to have to pay 3%, for example, to a buyer's agent. So they're just going to charge the seller for that up front, and then they're going to use that money to pay the buyer's agent when they go to sell it. So anyway, a little bit higher fees, a little bit lower price. And, you know, if let's just say that they netted $10,000 profit on that deal, $10,000 is a lot of money. It's not a ton, but it's a lot. But what if they're doing that 500 times a month or 1,000 times a month? Well, 10,000 times 10,000, you know, or 5,000 or even 1,000, that's a lot of money per month, right? And so even if they have very slim margins on a per deal basis, it all turns into a big, big, you know, money making scheme, so to speak. And by the way, scheme just means that you plan, it's a plan, right? So it's people give it a bad connotation if you're scheming, but you know, I'm scheming, I'm planning to make a lot of money, and you probably are too. So anyway, that's all it is. It's a money making plan or scheme, and how they do it is they make some money on the buy when they purchase the property, and then they just sell it. They'll basically kind of give it away just so they can get their money back and then go to another seller and do it again. Now, when iBuyers kind of broke onto the scene the last couple of years, they were pretty historic for sending really crappy offers, because they didn't really care if you said no. I mean, they were making offers on hundreds of houses a month. And if you said, you know, most of them are going to say no, but some of them said yes. And if they made 30 or 40 grand on a purchase, that's good, right? I've noticed, though, and a lot of realtors really talk bad about the iBuyers. I just see them. I don't see them as a threat to the market. I don't think they're the right choice for most sellers. And so me personally, anytime I take a listing, I'll always offer them, if they'd like me to send them investor offers, I always tell them I work with some local investors, and I'll reach out to those investors. I'll send them some photographs, information about the house, and I will get those offers back. And then I will present, here's investor offer one, investor offer two, and then here's what I think I can do on the open market, and let them choose. I think sellers want that, right? I think it's only fair to them to give them all the tools in your arsenal and let them choose. So yeah, am I going to make less money if they choose an iBuyer? Absolutely. I'll make a lot less money, in fact. But I'm not going to hide that from them because it benefits me. Because my job is to serve my clients to the highest level, period. It's not about my paycheck. It's about theirs. And so whatever I have to do to make them the most money or get them the best deal, I want to do that. Sometimes it is an iBuyer choice. Believe it or not, I know there's some realtors that are going to listen to this and they'll probably get mad hearing that because they feel like it's a threat to their job, but it's not. When it comes to an iBuyer, for example, recently I had a couple, they're going through divorce. And there's a lot of dynamics involved in that. Some of them include the fact that there's a lot of property in, at the house that can't be moved until one or the other party comes to get it, and it's just going to be really hard to show the property. Let's just put it that way. Hard to photograph, hard to show. And so I brought some investor offers to them. I told them what I thought the house was worth. I believe the house was worth around $350,000 based off of the comps currently in the market. Well, I reached out to two different investors, iBuyers, and one of them returned a lower offer, but one of them actually returned an offer at $352,000. And I told them that I think 350 is the highest. I think we're probably going to land somewhere between 340 and 350. Well, here's the cool thing about an iBuyer is that offer stands. Like it's a cash deal. There's no appraisal. So they're welcome to overpay for the property. In my opinion, they are overpaying for that property, which is good for my sellers. And so I approached them and said, hey, here's the deal. If I was to sell this, I could probably get you around 340 to 350. I'm hoping 350. I'm one of the best agents in the state. I'm going to push for that. But that's where I'm just giving you honest opinion. That's where it's probably going to land. It does have to appraise if it has a financed buyer. And I'm going to charge 3% commission to sell your house because I'm going to spend a lot of money on marketing and on my team to get your property sold for the most money and for the fastest possible ability, right? So I think you should take this investor offer. Which, by the way, if they take that investor offer, I don't get paid by the seller. I just waive my commission. And the iBuyer will actually pay me a 1% referral fee for basically introducing them to my sphere of influence, which I didn't understand at first. But the real reason why they do that is because they would spend approximately 1% of whatever, let's just say in this case, that'd be $3,500. That's how much they would spend on average marketing on the radio or in ads or on Facebook ads or on TV to acquire a customer like that. So it's basically just marketing costs. They're willing to give me 1%. That means the seller doesn't have to pay me anything. Now, the fees were a little higher. They were 7.5% versus what I would charge total would be around 6%. But they were giving them $2,000 more than what I thought was kind of the top of the market for that house. And so $2,000 more than I can get, 1.5% more they'd have to pay than if they went for me, but they don't have to show it. They don't have to get it ready. And it's a guaranteed cash offer. So, and another cool thing about the iBuyers is they'll allow you to kind of pick your move out. You want to move out in 3 weeks? You want to move out in 2 weeks? You want to move out in 3 months? And so these are all options. And these are real good options, especially in a situation where you're going through a divorce. And like I said, and there's some dynamics there that make it hard for them to show the property or even photograph it. But it's not the right situation for everyone. Most of the time when I present the three offers, you're going to see the investor offers are going to net you less most of the time. But not always. And so I always want to give those to my clients, let them pick. And by the way, this is not an agent-centric web podcast. I only do this for that common Joe. But I know that some agents listen to this and try to get some tricks and tips. Thank you. From Jason. And, if you are listening to this and you're an agent, your sellers are going to these websites and asking for offers behind your back anyway. So why not just be upfront about it and present it to them before you hit the market? Give them the options. And if it works out better in their advantage and you make less money, so what? Do the right thing. Give them one of these offers. And if it works, go with it. If it doesn't, list it and do your best to be a professional. Sell their house for the most money in the shortest amount of time. So that's the thing on the iBuyers, guys. So I think that'll change. Right now, we're in a market where, oh, by the way, let me just tell you why I believe they're giving us at or above market value on this particular property. Part of its location, it's located in Gilbert, Arizona. You put something on the market in Gilbert, Arizona, it'll sell in about 9 minutes. It's a very hot market, very low inventory in that area. People want to be there. But another reason is because there's so low inventory right now. I think the iBuyers are kind of squeezed. They can't get the margins out of them that they were because there's just not a lot of property. So if they want to stay in business, which their only business is buying and selling houses, right? So if they want to stay in business, they have to buy properties. And that means they're going to have to start, you know, paying closer to at, or even maybe a little over list price. Okay. Charge a little bit higher in fees and just make smaller margins. And they're just going to have to do that more. Does that make sense? So that's why they're doing that. Do I think they'll always do that? No, but right now they're actually giving pretty good prices. Down the road when inventory gets heavier and they have more options to kind of quote unquote rob a seller, then they'll probably return lower offers and most people will tell them to take a hike, but they don't care. They're just waiting for that. Those one guys, they'll say yes. So anyway, that's the podcast for today. I'm going to end this one. We'll be back again tomorrow with another episode of These Real Estate Nuts.
And that's solid gold.
Yes. If you live in Arizona and you're looking to buy or sell or get a mortgage or refinance, we'd love to earn your business. Text loan to 602-975-2772 to reach Shane about buying or refinancing strategies. Text home to Jason at 602-975-2772. If you're looking to sell or buy in Arizona, or if you need a referral for out of state from my expansive national network. Guys, thanks for listening. Catch these real estate nuts on the flip side.